This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study today, I would like to start looking at the final point in our study of the topic of faith in Romans 3 through 6. What is the outcome of faith? What happens when one believes? We will be in the study for a while because there is so much to cover. Let me begin by saying that David referred to the outcome as blessedness in chapter 4, verse 6. Your life will truly be blessed when you believe in God. Let me just list some of the words used to describe this blessedness in this section of Romans. Righteous, justified freely, redeemed, forgiven, peace with God, grace, love, saved from God's wrath, reconciled, a new life, eternal life, free from sin. What a banquet spread to feast on and rejoice over. All of this is promised with a guarantee to those who believe in Jesus Christ. This is what you receive when you believe. That is, accept God's provision of salvation. You can't receive these blessings by working for them or trying to produce them. You can only receive them by faith in Jesus Christ. Let me again remind you that believing is not to be understood as an act that merits anything from God. Look at Romans 3:22. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ. All our attempts at producing a righteous life that would be accepted by God fall short. The righteousness that God accepts is provided by Him as a gift. Abraham was declared righteous when he believed God. David refers to the same thing in his experience. You too can be seen as righteous before a holy God if you take the simple step of trusting in Jesus Christ.